Welcome to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Meredith is reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, been thinking about this a lot. Thought I would come to you guys for some group therapy. I was offered a job at my husband's company, and although I think it would be great, he is not excited about it.
Oh.
It's a small company, but we would be working in different departments. I'd be in marketing, he's in sales. We would have some interaction, but not all the time. My husband is mad that I even applied and didn't tell him. He's even more upset I got the job.
No.
He says we're together every night and weekends. I should take my talent elsewhere.
I should take my talent elsewhere.
He says he doesn't want to be carpooling and having lunch every day.
No.
It's too close for comfort, according to him, and makes him feel like he doesn't have any independence. Now, I, for one, am thrilled, but he's right. I could work somewhere else, but this is a great opportunity. I want to take the job, but will it be hell on our marriage?
Okay, I have never worked. Well, no, I take that back. I did work with my wife, but we weren't husband and wife at that time. We were just dating.
Yeah.
So I think a little bit different there because we weren't living together. But I, a couple things that I that stood out to me there. One, she obviously they know that she's looking for a job.
Right.
Why did she not say, hey, by the way, I'm interviewing at, you know, your job. I got an interview with such and such. Do you know her?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe she just wanted to
see if she could
him.
Get it without without using him as a reference.
Yeah, maybe that was exactly. She wanted to try to get it on her own merits and then surprise him and then thought that he'd be like, oh, that's awesome. And then he didn't react that way. And now she's all like second guessing everything.
I guess I see that. But I do think it is kind of weird that she doesn't mention anything until she got the offer, you know, the job offer.
Yes, but neither here nor there. This is where we're at. And so she's wondering, all right, since he doesn't want me to take the job and for all of those reasons, he feels like he needs more independence and thinks that maybe she will smother him.
Like they'll burn out if they're together right. All the time. I mean, you know, I can see that too. I was thinking this and Justin texted us the same type of thought. Maybe he has a work wife that he hasn't told you about.
That's kind of the first thing that came to my mind. Like, why else is he so fiercely protesting this?
He's not going to be able to, you know, have conversations that he is used to having.
Yes.
When he knows his wife also. Well, she said they wouldn't be in the same department. So
right.
Their interaction with each other, it sounds like it'd be limited.
It still sounds like he said he doesn't want to carpool, doesn't want to like have lunch together. It just sounds like he looks at his time at work as being like me time. And he feels like she's infringing upon that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but what do we know? You know, Kelly, you've never worked with your husband at the same job, right?
No, but we work in the same space.
Yeah, I never worked with my wife, even though we were working at the same place when we met and we were dating at that point. So, yeah, I'd like to hear from people who have made it work and maybe some tips of, all right, if you are going to work in the same place, this is how I would approach it. So you're not making your husband feel smothered or like you're around him constantly or whatever.
Right. Yeah, Ashley on Facebook said, I read this to my husband this morning. He said the same thing as me. Why would he be acting like this? You're going to change the dynamics because you'll actually see why he doesn't want you there.
Mm. Oh, gosh. All right. Ooh. We could be uncovering something else.
A lot of people are kind of thinking that might be the case.
All right. 502-571-9970. That is our number. If you'd like to call, maybe give us your experience with this whole thing. That'd be great. That's what group therapy is all about. Group therapy. This is an interesting one because Meredith is coming to us, been offered a job at her husband's company, although she thinks it would be great. He not excited about it. They'd be working in different departments, but he says, you know, they're together every night, weekend, and really should take her talent, quote, elsewhere. But she's like, it's a great opportunity. Like, what should I do?
And so, yeah, and he's also mad that she even applied and didn't tell him. And a lot of people are starting to zero in on that. Like, why did you decide to go about it that way? Why didn't you say, hey, there's a job opportunity at your work and I was thinking of applying? Unless she already knew he was going to shoot that down from the get-go. And maybe she wanted to see, could I get hired first before, you know, he shot it down completely before I even tried.
Yeah, a lot of people are also latching onto the fact that he has a work relationship going on. Kelsey tweets us, says he's deaf, has a work relationship. There are so many people that are like, yeah, there's someone there, work wife, something that he doesn't want you to know about.
Just because of the way he was protesting and the reasons he was giving why he didn't want her to work there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Joshua.
Yeah, I was just listening to you guys. I actually worked with a previous ex at a job, and it just seemed like a lot of time together can really smother that flame out a lot.
I mean, there could be some validity to that. I can see that.
Now, I can see both sides of, you know, maybe he is trying to hide something. You know, that could be a possibility, but... You know, I think everybody needs just to kind of time away a little bit just to make the love go fonder.
Okay. Well, they're going to be in different departments, though. That's the thing. Like, doesn't sound like they're really going to be in each other's spaces at work a lot.
Yeah. And if they're at different places, they're still in the same building. And, you know, people gossip so much these days. You know, gossip is like the biggest trend.
That's true.
All right, Joshua. Hey, appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Alex, what's your thought?
I also... I think it's very weird. I have been together with my fiance for a little over 6 years now, and I moved in with him almost immediately. And he works at UPS, and he usually only works like 5 or 6 hours a day, Monday through Friday. So, you know, we spend a lot of time together. We, you know, I drive him to work. I pick him up. Hell, sometimes he will call me while he's at work because he misses me and is bored and wants to talk to me. And you know, there's never any weird, like, anything. I mean, he tells me about all of his female friends at work. Shit, he tells me about the ones that hit on him. So, and I'm like, hey, buddy, swing. Go for it. Give him your number. Like, go nuts.
So, Alex, you're thinking maybe there's something bigger at play here than just the actual working environment.
Yeah. I mean, like you guys said, you know, there could be a work wife involved that he hasn't told her about. Shit, maybe he's crushing on somebody there, you know, and he doesn't want, you know, he doesn't want her to see him, you know, trying to shoot his shot, you know. who knows, really, honestly.
All right, Alex, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Hey, Josh, so what's your thought on this?
So I look at it from this way. My now wife, came to work at my company, and we're both at the same company, and a year later, that company closed. Now we're both out of a job.
Ooh. Oh.
Well, that's a really good point.
So you're thinking maybe if he doesn't want her to work there, maybe he suggests, look, you know, you can work elsewhere, so you should, to diversify our paychecks.
And, just in case something happens.
Yeah, but
he should have said that if that was a reason. Here's my question. A lot of people are mentioning, too, that, and Ben brought this up, that he is upset that she didn't share with him beforehand she was even applying. Would you be angry about that?
I think she should have shared beforehand because there's obviously a communication issue there somewhere.
Yeah. Josh, appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, sir.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I think this is drama that you're opening that you don't need.
Yeah, it does seem like... I mean, you already know how strongly he feels about you not doing that. And I feel like it may create more problems than maybe the rewards of the job may have. And, you know, there was a lot of really good points. Like, if you both work at the company and it goes under, you're both out of a job. Might be better to work elsewhere for that reason. But Bethany said, I work with my husband. I agree, it can be too much time together. I love him. We're literally together 24/7, though. It can be a bit much. However, if they're in different departments, it might not be that bad.
Yeah, and Lisa does bring a different perspective and says, I'd like to point out, one, that I'm the most cynical person when it comes to relationships. But even I didn't go to the what's he hiding. Some people just need a break from home and its responsibilities. So I work with lots of people who are respectful of their significant others and still enjoy their time apart.
Yeah. I think maybe there's a lot of different factors at play here. He could feel like, I can't believe you kept this from me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he feels betrayed that, you know, she went ahead and maybe went behind his back to get the job there to begin with. And that's not sitting well with him. I think maybe when you add all of it together, it might be more trouble for your marriage than the rewards of the job could be.
Yeah, that's what I think. And if he is that feeling suffocated and things like that, look, you may be turning a blind eye to a bigger issue at this point, but that is, I don't know. I don't think you throw gasoline on this fire.
Yeah, I'm not sure you do either. Unless you feel like there is something that he's been hiding, and that was the whole motivation for you applying for that job.
So that's why you want to find out?
If that's the underlying issue you're not necessarily saying out loud, then that's another story. But I think just at, you know, face value, maybe.
Yeah, I think if you can.
Too much trouble.
Yeah, if you can get a job somewhere else and you're confident in that, I think you do that.
Yep. It's good to have kind of a separate identity that way. And then hopefully that will continue to grow your marriage stronger at home if he feels like he's got his own space in that realm.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thank you, Meredith, and keep us posted.